I'm back with a brand new series called Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits. Check out Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits on Lifetime every Thursday night. Check your local listings.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Teresa Caputo. You might know me as the Long Island Medium. Why do people call me that? Well, I talk to the dead. My job is to help spirit communicate to their loved ones here in the physical world that they are safe and at peace, and that there is more to life than this. This podcast gives me the opportunity to share my gift with more people than ever before, and to give all of you a better understanding of how I communicate with spirit. So today on Hey Spirit, I had the pleasure of meeting dancer, singer, actress, and influencer Jordan Jones and her family. Unfortunately, Jordan's father passed away about a year ago, and her family is still reeling from that devastating loss. Her brother Skylar was really hesitant to join Jordan and her mom Kelly for the reading. But I think the more healing messages he received from his father, the more he realized how much he really needed them.
Hi.
Hi, Jordan. And I'm sorry, is it your mom?
Yes. Kelly.
Kelly, and your brother is?
Skylar.
Oh, Skylar. Nice to meet you. So I'm going to say this to you because I felt that there was a thing that you were saying. One of you said, what if he doesn't come through today? What happens if nothing happens? Did someone think that or feel that?
I just prayed like, what if he doesn't come through today? I just said that.
Did you just get the goosebumps or the chills? Validating that that was his soul that moved through you. I want you to be able to feel your loved ones. When I get a goosebump or a chill, some people get a warmth feeling or their own feeling. It validates that the soul is present. There's no way I would have known that. Validating that he hears you. The other thing that I don't even know who I'm talking to yet, but I keep hearing, tell them that there's no regrets. No regrets. Do you understand that? And I feel especially for you, Skylar. Do you understand that? Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, look, a regret could be anything. Typically, when a soul says no regrets and then they show me like vacations, going away to college and going out with my friends and doing all these things, right? That's my symbol for typically when a child loses a parent and we feel, oh my God, if I would have thought that my dad was going to die, I would have spent more time with them. I would have stayed home that day. I would have done more. I would have said this. And it could be other things. It's your emotion and how you feel. So he says, I do not want you to feel that there's any regrets. And I wouldn't have wanted you to do anything differently. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense to you?
Yeah.
And I just heard, you know, it's so interesting how I hear things and when how spirit chooses to give me things. Because I feel, again, it just validates that personality. Now, this, unfortunately, is you lost your dad.
Yeah.
And this is your husband.
Yes.
Your husband wants to talk about the wedding ring. Do you have his wedding ring?
No.
Okay, is that something that you were worried about or that you wished you had, or there was something about the wedding ring?
It was stolen.
Yeah, it was stolen years ago.
Okay. So look, this is something about, this is something that you might have been, oh my God, like now it might even upset you even more. Whatever it is, he made me feel like you had his wedding ring. So this is the thing, I don't want you to focus or start worrying about negative things. Does that make sense? Or whether you just thought about that?
Yeah.
So I have a little bit of confusion with it, because typically when spirit, when I go to their soul, they make me feel how they died. And I felt like I had a trouble breathing. So my labor, I was having trouble taking a breath. But then I felt like I was sick, but I wasn't sick. And then I died really quickly. So I don't know how to interpret that. So I don't know if he was sick and then was getting better, or we didn't realize how sick he was. But he just keeps snapping his fingers at me, which is my symbol for that we weren't expecting him to die.
We weren't.
And that was a lot of the quote-unquote regret then. Fair enough?
Yeah.
Skylar, can I ask you this? And I don't mean to sound, but your father made me feel like that you were so angry that he died. So angry. Because your dad said, please tell my son, Teresa, that he can be as angry as he wants. And he goes, it's more like he's freaking pissed off. He used another word, but I'm not going to use that. He says, you can be as angry as you want. He says, but I need you to love, honor, and respect yourself more than the anger that you carry connected to my departure. That makes sense?
Yeah.
And it's almost like, I feel like, I don't know if you do things carefree or you're like, yeah, whatever. I don't care. I don't care now. I lost things don't matter anymore. I lost my dad. I lost my best friend. I'm so angry. Whatever it is. He says, I just need you to love and honor and respect yourself more than that. And he says, and I want you to know how proud I am of you. He says, I always have been. Whether if you feel I was a little bit harder on you than your sister, whatever it may be. He says, but it was always out of love. And he says, and I just want you to be the best person, whatever that is for you. He says, you know, I always encouraged you to be who you wanted to be, right?
Yeah.
I just wanted you to do your best. And he says, and I'm saying that today to you. He says, but I don't want you to have that, how do I say it? I'm just going to hypothetically, this I don't care attitude. That makes sense?
Yeah.
And I understand everyone will going through these crazy times, right? I think a lot of people might feel that way. Mm-hmm. But he says, there's going to be such a turnaround for you. Your dad shows me my symbol for all new beginnings for you. But it has to start with you. And he makes me feel like you have a lot of opportunities, but I need you to really think about them. And there's going to be so much future for you. Do you have a tattoo in memory of your dad? Or did you think about getting one?
I thought about getting one. Like a couple days after, but then I was like, I didn't do.
No, we have hard with his.
Yeah.
Yes.
I thought about it and then I kind of didn't. And then I thought about it again and then I kind of pushed away, but it's still like a thought.
That's fine. You have to understand when spirit talks about things that we're thinking about doing, wanting to do, it doesn't mean that we have to do these things. I never want spirit to tell us what we should do with our free will choices. They're up to you to make. Yeah. It validates that when you were thinking about it, his soul was with you. And the thought to spirit, even if we never, ever, ever get a tattoo, never, ever do, or what we want to do in memory or in honor of them, just the thought of doing that means the absolute world to him.
Yep.
Yeah. Now,
does it, but I think, I don't know if I heard you say it or if he showed it to me. He showed me my symbol for handwriting. So do you actually have his handwriting tattooed on him, his actual handwriting or his name?
No, we don't. We have, we have butterflies.
Oh, okay. I saw a name. Okay. So the reason why I chose the name.
Oh, I have his date and angel wings too.
Oh, okay. I'll accept that. Oh, so you have more than one tattoo.
Yeah, technically three, really.
Oh, okay.
My tattoo thought was...
It was handwriting for
love,
him.
Dad.
It was his...
Perfect.
That came from a birthday card or Christmas card.
Like years ago.
Yeah. So you're right. Yeah.
Yeah. So validating knowing what you got in memory of him, validating your thought.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this. I don't know if, because I want to share with you how your dad's soul is making me feel. Like, he's so happy that the family is together. And this is like the last place Skylar wanted to be today. He wasn't even sure. Like, I don't know if I want to do this. I don't know. But well, what the heck? I'm not doing anything else today. I'll sit in.
Yeah.
Basically.
Right? Yeah. And I felt at that moment with the actual name of the handwriting of the tattoo for me was something like, I know that timing is everything in life, especially when someone has a reading.
Yeah.
And I feel like this timing is the perfect time for the family, but more importantly for you, Skylar.
Yeah.
And there is no such thing as a coincidence. Things happen for a reason, and timing is everything. So please, if you take nothing else from this session today, know that your father's soul, I feel like, made this happen today.
I think so too.
And whether that is to renew our faith in ourselves, whatever it is in life, whatever it may be, know that that's your dad. My wish for each and every one of you out of this session is that you are able to embrace your own signs and symbols and truly know that it's him, that you're not making it up. You're not crazy. It's not your imagination or wishful thinking. There are several things that he just said to me. He goes, Teresa, I showed you like 10 symbols and you didn't say not one of them yet. So he has a lot of things he wants to talk about. He showed me, I want to go back to him talking about the tattoo. He showed me the piece of paper with my hero written on the top of it. That's my symbol for that somebody wrote something in honor and or in memory of him. Did you speak at his wake or funeral, or was it something you were thinking about, Jim?
Yeah.
Okay. So know that your dad wants to thank you for the amazing and beautiful tribute that you gave him. Skylar, did you think that you thought you saw your father in the house, or you thought you saw something?
When was this?
It has to be just been from the time he passed. So this is how I feel. I feel like your dad is newly departed. Newly for me is within 2 years. But again, it could be the way that you feel. Sometimes I'll say that to someone like, oh my God, my loved one is gone for 10 years, but I feel like it just happened yesterday. So what your dad showed me was he showed me a hallway with 3 bedrooms and a bathroom, and I saw a shadow go in between the rooms. That's just my symbol for where you thought that you saw something or someone.
Sometimes I will, like, when it first happened, I would, like, look at the couch, mm-hmm. and I would, like, see a dent, but mm-hmm. nothing like I'd see.
But everyone's going to see things differently.
Yeah.
So would you think, oh, my God, that's where my dad sat?
Yeah.
Right? Know that that was your dad's way of showing himself to you, that he was with you, but more importantly, that he was okay.
Mm-hmm.
Were you afraid that he was alone when he died? Because I can feel someone hold my hand and whisper in my ear and tell me that it was okay. But then he said to me, he says, please tell my family that I was not alone, that I wasn't afraid to die.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes that'll happen if someone was not able to communicate and we were afraid that we didn't think, or they didn't know that we were there.
I don't know. He was alone. Yeah.
Oh. Okay, so this is what he showed me, that he wasn't alone. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
That his soul, that he wasn't afraid to die. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Where does the father figure come in for him that's passed?
His dad.
Is his dad departed?
Yeah.
Okay, so know that, and his dad passed prior to him?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Know that his dad's soul was there to greet him so he wasn't alone to enter the other side. Who keeps going over that day and say, oh my God, if we did this, this, and this, he never would have died. Okay. So you all have raised your hand.
Yes.
Because he keeps saying to me, stop with the what ifs. And then because I'm back to the beginning again of, oh, if only I didn't do this, if we didn't go there, or if he did this, or we did that, he would still be here.
Mm-hmm.
Look, whatever, he's making me feel like there are so many scenarios that each and every one of you think of. And it's okay to do that. He says, but what I can have is you beat yourself up constantly for that.
Mm-hmm.
So the way that your dad is saying that maybe this can help you is when these emotions creep up and you go over that day and you say, well, shoulda, coulda, woulda, only if, He says, I want you to stop and replace it with something positive, like a good memory. Like whether it be a vacation or our last holiday together, whatever, because your dad just literally, he looked at me and goes, you know, Teresa, I was pretty funny. He goes, I could make them laugh and I would do like funny things.
He thought he was funny, but he wasn't.
Yeah.
But exactly what he's saying, I'm pretty funny. That's exactly what he would say.
That would be his personality.
Yeah.
So maybe it's something, I don't know how you think, oh God, remember when dad did that and he would just break out in that silly dance and he really thought he could dance and he couldn't dance. Like he wants you to replace it with something positive and empowering. Something that will make you smile.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who had the dream of your dad? Kelly, did you have the dream or did you, Jordan?
I mean, my older brother constantly sees my dad in and his stepdad in his dreams.
Yeah, I don't either.
Okay. So I want to explain to you when I don't dream of my loved ones that have died. And some people might think, oh, if I don't dream of them, they're not with me. They're not okay. They're mad at me, whatever it may be. And that's not true. Everyone connects with spirit differently. So when spirit shows me the dream and they show me them standing at the end of my bed and you say, I don't dream of them.
That's your mom. She's had this with
your mom. You've had the dream.
When my mom passed, I always felt not always, but every once in a while I would feel tugging on the,
on the edge of the bed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She is a vacation holiday.
What's that?
Think about that.
What?
When we're all together.
Skylar, you want to share that?
Well,
look, I say things for a reason.
Yeah. She said, you said vacation and holiday. He died right before the holiday. And he was looking up something to do for the whole family for the holiday.
Mm-hmm.
The day.
So did you see what he was looking up to go to? You did, Kelly?
Yeah.
Okay. And was there a thought of you like, oh my God, we should go there?
No, I didn't want to go.
Who wanted to go?
Him.
Oh, just him?
Yeah.
Because he just said to me, he goes, we should go. They should go. So typically that would be my symbol for you, someone saying, but this is what he would be saying, go. Look, again, this doesn't mean, oh my God, now we got to go on this vacation. Maybe it's just doing something and being able to celebrate a holiday.
He's saying that because every year we spend thousands of dollars on presents and don't, because
he wants to go
last year, the year before that, we were going to go to, oh, we're going to go on a cruise. Well, it didn't happen, so we spent all our money on presents. And then the next year, we're like, oh, we should do this instead, not spend money on presents, and then we spend more money on presents.
Yeah.
He didn't want to spend money.
On the presents, he wanted to do something to build the memories.
Yes.
And was it always around this holiday?
Yeah.
So when I also said earlier, things happen for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
There's no such thing as a coincidence. For me, this is your dad's way of saying, I want you to celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, you know how hard that is for me to say to you. You lost your dad. You lost your husband to celebrate. But celebrating can be in very different ways. So it doesn't have to be a huge trip. Maybe you guys actually just go somewhere.
Yeah.
Somewhere where you just spend the day, where you do something a little different than just spending money on presents. Maybe go and do something.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be a vacation to Turks and Caicos or on a cruise.
Mm-hmm.
This is the thing with what we tend to mix up with spirit, where spirit looks at things very differently. So it could just be celebrating things a little differently that day.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have ever the feeling of like you feel like you had this dream, but you remember your loved one vividly? They might not even have spoken to you. The dream might not even have been relevant to anything, but you remember them standing there. You just remember them so vividly as if I was you were just with them.
Yeah.
Okay. That happened with your dad?
Yeah.
Know that that was a visitation. And your dad was healthy. Your dad was smiling. Is that correct?
Yeah.
That's how your dad wants you to remember him. So when I said earlier, a dream, it's really a visitation. It's something that happens where we just remember, even if it's for a split second, we remember them for that one moment.
Mm-hmm.
That's them. That is their soul saying, this is how I want you to remember me.
Mm-hmm. like I technically like thought I saw my dad in real life though.
Mm-hmm. Like in a store.
At the airport.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I saw him.
Know that and from a distance, literally look like your dad. The walk, everything, right?
Walk, the walk, long the, shorts, the with orange high
coat.
Socks.
I saw an orange coat.
To a T. And when you got close, you were like, oh my God, that is not, that looks nothing like that.
I mean, like, it's right away, like, I only had like a split second. And then, like, I just was like, well, no, you know.
Well, that happened. When that happens, that's your dad's soul showing himself to you.
Mm-hmm.
For that split second, it was his way of saying, I'm going with you.
Yeah.
Who wears dad's clothes?
All of us, mainly.
Oh.
I mean, I sometimes have mainly wears dad. Coat, but she mainly does.
Okay, that's fine. So know that when you do that, know that his soul is with you. And then he literally just said, Kelly, I thought you didn't even like that coat.
No.
She the one that made him take off?
Yeah.
Snap-on coat.
Snap-on.
Oh, yeah, no.
That's just something he would say, though.
Yeah.
He says, the one thing that I want you to stop going over and saying that if we didn't do this or this didn't happen, that I never would have died. And I again, that's hard for me to say. I don't know, was your dad not feeling well prior to? Because I just feel like, he just makes me feel like I have this, and then I get this like blow to like my head, and then I just die.
He was, want me to say? What happened?
No.
You don't have to say, I'm just, this is how he.
It might help you.
What you're saying makes sense it on makes, how he died.
It makes a lot of sense.
That's all I care about. Listen, I read very differently. I don't need to know details.
Yeah.
I just want enough that you know that it is your loved one. Because sometimes people, they don't want to talk about how they died. What they don't want to.
I was going to say that he was sick. But I don't think that any of us, including himself, realized the extent of how
right.
he was
mm-hmm.
until
mm-hmm.
the autopsy results came back.
Right.
But, yeah.
So he brought this up a little bit earlier in the beginning of the reading by saying, like, even if we did things differently, it still would, or diagnosed different, I still wouldn't have changed the outcome. Because what he showed me this time, to see where he wanted me to go back and revisit that, is he showed me, and this is hypothetical, let's just say if he found out and said, oh, you know, you need a quadruple bypass. And he's like, I am not going for that surgery. And let's say you talked him into having this procedure. And then he never made it out of the operating room. That's my symbol. When spirit shows me that, that's my symbol with them saying, listen, your burden and guilt or the shoulda, coulda, would have been very differently. It would have been more of, oh my God, if he never went for that, he never would have died. So he says, I don't want you to feel, I wouldn't have changed how I handled things. Because he was all about quality of life. He was all about living in the moment, being present, right?
Yes.
And that's all that mattered. He said, and I would never have traded quality for quantity of life. He shows me this favorite picture. And I don't know if each of you have your own favorite picture, but when Spirit shows me this picture, it's my dad in a white t-shirt holding my brother. It's my symbol for that someone just looks at a picture of when they were younger, like maybe if they were like 3 or 4, and your dad or your parent is holding you in this picture. Like that is your favorite picture.
Yeah. He's not holding you though. Yours.
Yeah. That's right there.
Oh, shoot. It's right there.
Well, I can't see that.
I know, but like, he's literally like, he's holding him in the photo right that we stare at.
No way I would know that.
Yeah, no.
Look, I want to make this perfectly clear again. This, it doesn't matter to me if anyone doesn't believe in what I do. I need you to believe in an afterlife, that there's more to life than this, and more importantly, that the soul of your dad, the soul of your husband, Kelly, is still with you. That he hasn't left you. And he made me feel like, he goes, Teresa, he goes, we have to get past the, he goes, my wife says every day she still feels numb. She still feels numb and she still can't believe that I died. She feels like I'm still going to come walking through that front door. And there are times she goes to call me on the phone. Like, she's like, oh my God, of course. And then he goes, and then it hits her that I died. And then she just spirals for the rest of the day.
Yep. Yep. True. She always is saying, I think he's going to walk in the door.
Yeah. You know, what I've learned over the years from what I do, it's almost like it's okay to feel that way. It's almost like we just vision that he's at work or we're just away.
Yeah, yeah.
So he says, just know when spirit brings up specific things that happen that we do, know that his soul is with you at this exact moment when this is happening. Do you have a dog?
Yeah.
Five. Do you have a dog that died as well?
Yes.
Okay, so know that he has the dog with him, but then he's acknowledging the dogs here in the physical world that act odd for no reason. So then when Skylar held up five fingers and letting me know that he has five dogs, I'm saying to myself, well, I got three and they all act crazy. But it's more of the fact of when they bark at nothing, like at the stairs, or if they look up and they bark up at the top of the stairs. Or, for example, Skylar, where you thought you saw the indentation where your dad used to sit, if the dog is just barking there, they want to sit in that spot or be in that spot, that is the dog's picking up your dad's soul. Because what happens is young children and animals, they're very sensitive to spirit. They're able to connect with them easier than we can because our minds are so bogged down with these burdens, guilt, and then when we have a tragedy like this, your dad dying so suddenly, then we don't know what to believe.
Yep.
We don't believe in anything. We don't even know if there's a God. We don't know about, you know, and we don't care about anything.
Yeah.
So with animals, it's a little different. So know that when this happens, and sometimes it might just be that feeling like, what are you guys barking at? It's like, oh, I think dad's here. Know that that's true. Know that his soul is with you.
Yeah. Sadie, Skylar's dog was here, like living in the house with them.
Oh, yes. Technically, we had one dog.
Yeah, we had one. Yeah.
Yeah.
And who was the dog that passed?
Sasha.
Okay. So know that they're together on the other side?
He loves Sasha. He loves Sasha. Right, like when my dad passed away, like that was like one of the first things that I said was like, he's with Sasha, he's with Sasha now, Mom. Like, I would always just say that.
Sasha's like jumping all over the place. So I don't, did the dog have an issue with her legs before?
No.
Because you, typically when someone passes and they jump up and down, it means that they can move freely on the other side. Mm-hmm. Like if they were bedridden or they had something amputated. So what happened was the dog just started jumping up and doing like all these crazy tricks and just like jumping up and down, like really, really high. So I interpreted that she might have had an issue moving around.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, she couldn't. Oh. She didn't really walk well, but she knew where she had to eat.
She knew where she had to go to the bathroom, and she knew where she had to sleep.
Yeah.
That's all.
She wasn't much of an active dog, no.
So know that what she's showing is that she's very active.
Okay, awesome.
Did you still keep something of hers? She just showed me her collar. So when a dog usually shows me a collar, it means that we kept things of her, whether it be actually the collar, maybe if you had cremated, or a toy of hers.
All of the above.
Yeah. I have a whole collection of dog ashes and collars from the years. I have a mom.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And then this is your husband. He's like, where's my collection, Teresa? Ask her, where's my collection?
That's down there.
He goes, Teresa, he goes, literally everything is like, I left it. He's like, have you not like taken his things like out of the closet? Usually when spirit shows me like boxes, cardboard boxes, but then they have me go to a closet and I still see a suit, shoes. It's my symbol for that we still have their things within the home, around the home, maybe even exactly the way that he left it.
Some things are left. Some things are just moved. Probably. And then a couple like more valuable, like what he wore on a daily basis is like kind of tucked away.
Perfect. So knowing supporting choices and decisions of what we chose to do with his belongings. Were you going to make like a blanket or a quilt out of his clothing?
Sure.
Sharon did, didn't she?
We were going to make pillowcases and, yeah, blankets.
Okay. Now this. Too.
I'm sorry?
Jeans, too. Okay.
This doesn't mean that we have to hurry up and do that now. Remember, spirit brings up these things to validate that when you were discussing this, his soul was with you at the exact moment, supporting choices and decisions only if we choose to do that. Mm-hmm. Was there a talk about a move or spending more time in a different home?
We did. We lived.
I have all these conspiracies about, like, because he always wanted us home, and we have like an acre plot right here, an acre plot right here, where she could build a house. She could build a house. I could build a house. Because okay. He lives in California.
We lived in California.
Oh, so wait, where are you now?
Here. Michigan. Well, my mom.
My
mom is here in Michigan now.
Oh, okay.
And I, we were out in LA for like 7 years. Mm-hmm. And we were actually there when we got the call that he passed.
So now you understood in the very beginning of when he said no regrets. Do you understand that? Of being away, vacation, whatever it may be. No regrets.
Yeah.
He supports the discussions of living differently, wherever it may be. Building homes, Michigan, LA, wherever it is. He says, I just need you to be strong. Mm-hmm. How do you connect with you? Do you have things with shoes, Skylar? Or do you like shoes? Or do you wear your dad's sneakers? Or you have a thing with sneakers?
Boots. Yeah, because I still have basically all of them. I've worn his shoes a couple times.
You've worn his Yeezys, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. But you also have his boots.
Yeah.
Good. I just wanted him to validate that, because I feel like, I don't know, that it's something, and I can't explain it. It's almost like I feel a little bit lighter from when we started the reading. I feel like I could breathe a little bit. Like, okay, he's still with us.
Yeah.
Who plays the music in memory of him?
Me and...
Oh, you both. Perfect.
Well, no, Bobby and them, I play like the stuff you play.
Okay, I think it's mainly him, yeah.
No, I think it's your Christmas song.
Oh, well, I have a song in memory of him, but Skylar always plays like his playlist.
Oh, yeah, in the shop.
Listen, a message doesn't only have to be from one person. Yeah. It's however you can connect with it. So know that when you're playing the music, singing something in memory or in honor of him, his soul is with you at that exact moment. Did something happen where he made me feel like he protected one of you in a situation? So let's just hypothetically say if we were out, maybe we were in an accident or something was going to happen and something happened, but I didn't go, something made me not go. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Know that your dad protected you. Know that that was his soul that protected you.
What was it?
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Don't worry about it. Me and Skylar having a private conversation.
Yeah.
Look. As long as you're, listen, whatever it is, and I'm going to say this, I think you all need this experience,
mm-hmm.
but your dad is making me feel like Skylar never even gave this a second thought, right?
Yeah, I kind of did.
What?
To do this?
Yeah, to do this.
I kind of gave a little second thought.
A little second thought, right?
Yeah.
This is life-changing. Because what he's validating is that he knows and is watching over us,
mm-hmm.
and giving us exactly what we need.
Mm-hmm.
He says, Kelly, that is me that you feel that lays in the bed with you at night. You feel it. Do you feel as if someone's laying next to you?
Just my 5 dogs.
She's sleeping with the dogs.
There's no room for him. No.
I can feel him. I can feel the brush up against my side. I can feel him kiss me on the cheek. That's my symbol for when we feel something. I don't care if you feel like you feel someone standing behind you.
Well, also,
that did happen.
Okay. So whenever I came back to Michigan to visit, I always felt like I didn't feel safe here. I don't know why. Like, I always thought that like the doors need to be locked, and like now
someone's gonna break in, yeah, and kill us like, all.
Even when my dad would be here. Yeah, I would say all that. But like now I feel the most safe. Like I feel like this is the most safe like place ever.
Well, know that I think what your dad did by even just acknowledging something on how he protects us, he's validating the way that you feel,
mm-hmm.
too. You know, look, that's the thing. Nobody can tell us how to feel. These are our own personal thoughts, feelings, and emotions. And no one's going to feel the same that we do.
Yeah.
As I was just saying that, I literally watched your husband's soul lean over and kiss you on the cheek, Kelly. And he says, and I want you to know that I don't have any regrets. He says, you gave me the most beautiful gifts in life. Unconditional love and our children.
That's how we feel.
He says, and even though if things might have changed over the years, he says, one thing never changed is the love and respect that we have for each other.
Mm-hmm.
He says, and I need the reliving and going over the past several years, months, whatever it may be. He says, I'm going to take responsibility for my part. You understand that? He says, I don't want you to feel and say, oh my God, well, maybe if I didn't do this, or I shouldn't have done this. And, you know, maybe things could have been different. Or if I was around, well, maybe I would have seen, you know, that he wasn't right that day.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
Yep. Yep.
He says, I need you to let that go. He says, I need you to imagine me. And Skylar's vision is going to be different because he makes me feel like he keeps reliving this nightmare of,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, did you find your dad, or were you the one that was there all alone? Because he says, if I could take that back, that would be that one thing. He says, so what I need you all to do, and whatever what you're going to put in the suitcase is going to be up to you. He says, I want you to visualize me happy and healthy, smiling with a suitcase open at the bottom of my feet. What I need you to do is take all of these should have, could have, would have, only ifs. It's any negative emotion that you carry connected to your dad's departure. And I want you to put it in the suitcase, close up the suitcase, and hand it back to me with love. It might even be an actual film strip that you go over that day.
Yeah.
Each of you is going to have a different emotions of what you're putting into the suitcase. Mm-hmm. But he says, I need you to release that. I need you to give that back to me.
Yeah. I feel like what you keep saying about like living in regrets is like, so it was a year ago in a week that he passed away. And like this whole week.
No, a year ago, last week.
A year and a week ago.
So he's only newly departed within the past 2 years.
And like this week, I feel like all of us can say that like all we've been doing this entire week has been just reliving everything.
Everything. Not a coincidence. There is no way that this is a coincidence.
Yeah.
That this happened.
No.
Especially during these crazy, 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 insane times.
Mm-hmm.
Millions, millions of requests.
Yeah, I know.
And to be around the time that you will need.
Yeah.
That's your dad.
Yep.
That's your husband.
Yeah.
That's him.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Okay, guys, I'm going to throw it back a bit. You know what I don't miss at all? I do not miss that vicious cycle before my period. I would feel like I was going to crawl out of my skin, sometimes the breakouts, and oh my God, can we talk about the cravings? But now, Estro Control makes it easier to manage PMS. So Estro Control is a formula developed by Happy Mammoth, a supplement company dedicated to making women's lives easier. The way Estro Control eases PMS is quite interesting. The ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. Estro Control was created to help women feel like themselves all throughout the month because PMS can rob them of a week of their lives every single month. And that just isn't fair. Estro Control is made specifically for women who are perimenopausal. It is perfect for women that haven't entered menopause yet. In fact, it's amazing for perimenopause when hormones start to fluctuate and PMS can turn into a beast. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code SPIRIT at checkout.
Did he have a special belt or like a belt buckle? Or a special belt buckle or belt that he wore?
You only wore the same belt.
Oh, do you have it?
I don't know. Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Okay, but there was something you can connect with a belt or a belt buckle.
Yeah, I feel like I just taught a little bit ago, and I was like, oh, I could wear that. Well, no, I can't. Too big.
He just said, he goes, you know, you can't put holes in it. But again, validating this belt when you, and I know that's crazy. Like, why would my dad talk about the belt? Nobody knows about the belt, right? It's like the picture that he showed me this picture. I can't see it.
Yeah.
I can't see it. It's right in front of you.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Like, that was her saying that, like, he was there, you know?
Yeah.
When you looked at the belt, when you thought, even if you just thought about it.
And he would put holes in it too. If he got scared, okay. He'd put holes in it.
Yeah.
Who thought they heard his voice?
Oh,
but
yeah, all the time.
Was that you?
Mm-hmm.
So know, Jordan, that when you think you hear him call your name or you think you hear his voice, know that that's him. It's not a coincidence. It's not wishful thinking. You're not crazy. It is him getting your attention. It's the same thing. He just showed me again, things happen with electronics in the home. So sometimes someone's lights might act up, but he showed me a cell phone. And like the phone popped up, like, I don't know if it was like a picture of him or like if his name popped up. Know that that was his soul and his energy that made that happen. What happened with the lights? He showed me something about the lights.
Even I think yesterday I thought I saw the lights flicker.
They keep going up. Yeah, they have to go using the breaker box to turn back on.
My room keeps losing power like a lot.
Like, and there's no reason.
And I've been having the same stuff on for months. But like now it's just like bink off. And I'm like, oh, cool. Sometimes it's half my room or sometimes it's my whole room.
Wow.
That's weird.
And then what's weird is the kitchen light.
Yeah, that's
will like go off when my room goes off, but they're like not in the same floor.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. It just happened about 3 days ago.
No, it's been happening.
And that's the most recent, I'm saying.
So know that when that happens, know that that's him. Know that that is his energy.
Wow.
I'm not going to say don't have it checked out, but he's saying like, this is happening. I know of this. It's his energy.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
My phone bugs out when we...
Oh, okay. So when I spoke about the phone earlier, look, again, it's just my symbol for it. You understand that? Of the phone, like showing up and there's no reason. It's almost like when it like freezes and does these crazy things, it's energy. You have to realize your dad's soul is made of energy. So it's going to affect, it's the same way your energy affects other people, right? His energy, you're going to be able to feel it. And this is what this session is all about. It's about saying these crazy things that go on around you is me. It's the things that there's no explanation. You think of your dad, and it's also to kind of restore your hope and faith in some way.
Yeah, his phone always breaks and like doesn't work, or the volume.
But it's like
the volume was crackling last night when we were playing.
It happened like randomly, but then like, it's not even like an everyday thing. It's just like, oh, it's happening.
But that's usually what happens. That's usually spirit, because they're getting our attention to say, I am with you at this moment. I am with you at this moment. Kelly, your husband just said to me, this is my gift to you. He says, you ask me every day, how am I going to get through today? How am I going to go on? How are we going to go on without you? Now, you're the only one that knows that. Fair enough?
Yeah.
He says, I need you to continue to be strong and knowing that you are going to get through this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I am.
Your mom just stepped forward. And she said, I'm so sorry that you had to endure what you have to endure. She says the law, and your mom just like looked at me and she just said, Teresa, she said, the loss is so different. She says, from when Kelly lost me, it was like an immediate, like, you know, she was able to kind of go on a little bit, you know, even though it was sad and, you know, she still struggles and misses me every day. She says, but the loss of her husband, she says, just totally shattered her soul. And then your mom, she comes over, she kissed you, she's fixing your hair and she says, okay, now just brush your hair, brush your teeth, fix your face, you'll feel better. Like, I don't know if that was her like kind of attitude of like, okay, just fix yourself up, you'll be fine, you'll feel better. Was that your mom? Was that how she was?
Yeah, she always knew what was wrong with me before I ever did. She was a good mom.
How do you connect with rainbows? Do you connect with rainbows? If you can't specifically connect with rainbows, then it becomes my symbol for the Wizard of Oz or something to do with the Wizard of Oz.
Huh. What? I feel something, but I don't know what.
I just keep hearing the song Somewhere Over the Rainbow. So don't be surprised now if you start seeing things like that, if you remember or you talk, you know, and then it reminds you of a memory of something. You know, maybe this movie that you watched with your mom, or there was something that you come across in her belongings.
I think we played Somewhere Over the Rainbow at his funeral.
At your dad's?
I think so. I think so.
Didn't I have a solo to it?
No.
Oh.
Oh, you sing?
Yes. Yes.
And well, she means Davis.
Yeah, I dance solo. And sing, but
Are you going to be, your dad just showed me that you were going to do something new. Are you looking into doing something new? You don't have to say what it is, but he made me feel like, do you work with your mom or does your mom work with you?
She's basically like my momager. Yeah.
Okay. So I don't know, was there something different that you were thinking of doing or there was an opportunity presented to you?
You just started a close friend thing.
Well, the thing I can kind of think about is like, I'm about to have a face mask drop. And it has like the butterfly symbol on the face mask.
Oh, okay. So it's something, and you've never done anything like this before. This is something new. It's a new venture.
Yeah. And it's like about to come out.
Perfect. So know that your dad is saying, I know of this new venture. That's something you feel that he wouldn't know about, right?
Yeah, no.
And he says, and this is what I need for all of us to do because it's, You're going to grieve the loss of him for the rest of your life here in the physical world. Mm-hmm. But the healing process is something completely different. And that's by moving on, by doing things, but still incorporating them in whatever it is that we do, even if we just think of them, right? Or we say a little prayer to them before we go in and do something. It doesn't mean that they're missing out. And I feel like that from the moment I started with your dad, like that's what he was. And he was just so encouraging. He just encouraged everyone to just be the best that they could be.
Yeah.
Do you not know what you want to do, Skylar? How old are you?
18.
So you like kind of like you don't know what to do or
yeah,
you switch things?
I have no idea. I thought I was going to do something. I switched it and I thought of something else. And then I was like, not really. And I still don't know. I have no idea.
I'm going to go back to the very first thing that your dad said to you in the very beginning of the reading. I want you to love and honor and respect yourself. Take this time to really soul search what it is that you is going to make you happy. And he says, and I don't care how far-fetched it may be. Because he kind of made me feel like you're a little bit of an old soul.
Yeah.
Where, you know, it's a little bit more mature. He goes, sometimes.
Yeah. Whatever. I just go with flow.
Right? So whatever it may be. Do you like animals?
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't know if you were thinking of ranching or doing veterinarian work or he's like, just do what you love to do.
I told you you'd make a great vet.
No thanks.
I told you you would.
He would make, you have such a gift of you have a good instinct and just a knowing, but I saw it more of like big animals. Like I see like horses. I see like big animals. So I don't, that's why I use the term ranching. And I don't even know what that means.
Like ever? That way Dad like would know?
Well, veterinary a long time ago, we were talking about that. And then we thought about something else and then different. And then we just kind of forgot about it.
What this means is just like really look into something. Don't be like, all right, you know what? I'm going to look into veterinarian school and like go down and find out. Be like, ah, you know what? I got to take too many classes. Ah, it's going to be too much money. Like really look into it. Like, what is this going to take for me?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're not talking. Who's not speaking to someone anymore? Or we had kind of a little.
Yeah. All of us.
Okay. We don't have to say who, what, but he showed me a separation within the family or well, with someone.
Oh yeah.
And this happened after he died, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So know that this is his way of saying, I know what has gone on. I support your position because he shows me how you kind of just like kind of pulled away. He's like, I, what do you want me to do? Right?
Yeah.
So know what he's saying is I support the decision. He made me kind of feel like though like things got blown out of proportion very quickly.
Yes.
And then there were things that were said.
Yes.
And done that were like, what?
Yes.
And he says, you know what? Sometimes you can't really come back from that. He says, maybe you can. Maybe he says, but I want you to understand that I support your position right now.
Okay.
He knows what's going on, but I also do feel like there was just so much hurt within it.
Yeah.
That it kind of gotten, it went into a mountain out of a molehill.
Yeah.
In a sense. And then we involve people's feelings and emotions, and you can't tell someone how to feel.
Yeah.
And it was almost like, I don't know if you felt attacked, whatever it may be, or he just says, I know what has gone on, and I want you to know that I understand your position. Fair enough?
Yeah, fair enough.
I almost kind of feel like we have to kind of put a lot of things that have gone on and just kind of put it to the side. All of the negative things.
Okay.
If it serves you no purpose and there is nothing that you can do and something that you don't have control over, he says, I need you to let it go. Because he just, and your mom steps forward with this as well. And she kind of makes me feel like you carry the weight of the world, of everything, of everyone's crap. Like it's almost whether if everyone comes to you and dumps on you or creates things, whatever it is. And she said, and it's almost like I'm being made to feel to say to you, listen, if you have no control over it and you can't, there's nothing you can do, then you need to let it go. There's no point if you, and especially if it involves other people, you're not responsible for the way other people react or for what other people, you're only responsible for yourself. So I just feel like that there's all these things and it's so, it's almost like I feel this elephant like sitting on my chest, like I can't even, so whatever it is, you like die, look at each one. Can I do something? What can I do? Can I change it? If you can't, you have to let it go. You deserve to start to heal from the loss of your husband.
Mm-hmm.
Your mom also makes me feel like even from the loss of her as well.
Yeah.
Because it was almost like we didn't allow myself to grieve with the loss of your mom. So now everything is just such a big, now it's even more, it was almost like when your husband passed, you were grieving your mom all over again.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
So it's almost like be kinder to yourself. Know that it's okay to feel the way that you feel. It's okay not to be okay. And then realize, yes, that we've lost so much, but there is a good, a positive way that we can move through this.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
And now, do you wear a piece of jewelry in memory of your husband? Were you gonna make jewelry, or do you wear your wedding ring differently? Like, do you wear it on a necklace, or were you wearing it?
The story about his ring is he never wore his either because he was in the agriculture business, mm-hmm. and he didn't want to wear it at risk of, you know, ripping his finger off.
Right, right.
But that's why his ring was stolen. It was in a jewelry box with mm-hmm. babysitters. We were gone to LA early on.
Yeah.
We think that her boyfriend stole his Rolex, a bracelet, his wedding ring. Oh, and everything is just gone. But yeah, mine are here. My rings are here.
And my mom wears her mom's ring.
Yeah, this is my mom's wedding ring.
So you wear it differently. It's on your paint, so you wear it differently.
Yeah, that's the only place it would fit. But my mom was
so crazy. So she was right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So this is validating the souls are together. What they're talking to you about. They told me about you wearing a wedding ring differently.
Wow. Yeah.
The other thing is, I want you to realize, Kelly, if you want to change your wedding band, because he keeps showing me a plain gold band and then making it into a heart, and then I saw it on a necklace. This doesn't mean that's what you should do.
That's so weird because I just saw a gold band in the bathroom today in the cupboard. Did you know that?
I've seen it.
Yeah, I just noticed it today.
Oh, I haven't seen it. I don't know what it was for.
So know that this is his way of saying, look, if you want to change it and wear it differently, I support the decision. Mm-hmm. I think the main thing of this is that knowing that he wasn't afraid when he died. I do feel a quick departure again. So when spirit does that, it means that they did not suffer to their death. Because again, he snapped his fingers and hit me in the back of the head, which is my symbol for that the soul left quickly, did not suffer.
Yeah. We also think that it was because of his like head injury, mainly.
Mm-hmm. But know that he did not suffer. Because he keeps showing me, if I was found sooner, that I would still be here.
I don't think so.
What?
No, that's what he's saying. Absolutely not. Yeah. Even if I was found sooner, like my soul immediately left.
I think Skylar always feels like that because of the same.
Did you try to work on him?
Yeah.
Because because I said to him, I go, why do I feel like there's something more? Because I said to him, is there anything else you want to say? And he's like, he wants to bring this up, but he was like a little reserved about it. So I said to him, I said, well, kind of bring it up a little bit. And then we'll see where it goes. Mm-hmm. And I can feel someone working on me. And then I almost feel like, I don't know what I'm doing. Like, am I doing something wrong? But I felt like he was already gone. Like the soul had already left the physical body before that.
Yes.
Yeah.
I did not realize until this moment, Skylar, how powerful this session is for you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like your dad is just making me feel like his soul is just so, if you don't mind me saying, is so happy in this moment of being able to give you this gift of peace.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know there were three people in the reading today. I found on as I was clicking, they said, oh, by the way, Jordan is coming on with her with two other people. And I really feel like this session was for all of you.
Yeah.
But going to be completely life-changing for Skylar.
Uh-huh.
It's not going to change the fact what you had to witness and go through. Absolutely devastating what you had to go through. Such a young man.
And you're alone.
Yeah, I was 17 at the time.
And alone?
Yeah.
Yep.
And your dad's like, and Teresa, he did everything right. He did everything right.
Yeah.
He says, know with every breath that you take and every milestone you achieve, how proud I am of each and every one of you. I am sorry, Skylar, that you had to find me, but my soul had already left. How do you connect with the tree? Did you plant a tree in memory of him? Is there something about a tree, favorite tree? Did you just clear out trees?
Yes.
Yeah, we just
No, I did.
Yeah, but because, like, this is crazy.
Because the trees is only because we had dead trees out behind our house.
And my dad would always tell me that if we don't chop them, then
more trees will die.
The whole thing will die. And I kept telling Skylar that, like, he needs to chop them.
And I, like, just did, like, 2 weeks ago.
Because I said to your dad, anyone can say that they're proud of someone. I need you to validate it. And he said, tell them about the tree. Talk about the trees.
Oh my God.
So know that your dad's soul was with you when you were doing that. And know how proud he is of you. And know that it's okay with everything that you're going through. Is this the most that you've talked about your dad or his departure?
Yeah, we never even talk about it to each other, really.
Someone was coming to the house like a couple days after, but they gave me their car, and I was like, yeah, no, okay.
Because your dad just looked at me and he said, Teresa, can you share one more thing with them? He says, but I want to thank you for allowing them to talk about me.
Yeah.
So there's something that I'm doing this year in memory of my loved ones. We're doing a memory jar. I got this jar and we're just going to write down a memory, something that we remember of them that's happy and funny, and write on a piece of paper. We're going to put in a piece of macaroni and put it in this jar. And then every time we want to remember them or remember something happy or positive, or if we're did you just see that go across? Did you guys just see that? I literally just saw a white blurb go right in between you guys.
I blinked. I thought I saw some too.
You saw that, right? It was literally, I watched it and I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, this is freaking crazy. So know you have to look at know what you saw. Know that this is your dad's soul. When you see blurbs, orbs, things that distort pictures. But the memory jar is so great because when we have those tough times or we want to remember something positive and we're having a tough time, and then we'll remember other people's memories. And it also can promote conversation. So maybe this will be something that you'll be able to do or spend money on, buy a jar, some macaroni and some paper, and write down these memories. I feel like this is the first start in being able to heal.
Yeah.
Because I felt like all these walls when we first started, and now I kind of feel like I'm a little bit open. Like I feel like something's been lifted. I feel relieved that he's okay, that he's with us, that he knows what's going on. And more importantly, that we're going to be okay.
Yeah.
And I feel like I can heal. So continue to look for all those amazing signs and symbols, especially when you drop your new venture.
Yeah.
All of those amazing things.
Yeah.
I don't know. He just showed me this other thing. Were you just back in LA?
Yes.
When was that? Did you just meet with a group of friends?
Well, yes.
I don't know. I feel like old friends. Like I was with like, I don't know. I felt like I was in LA and then I feel like I was with old friends. Like I hadn't seen them in a really long time. And it just like, I kind of felt normal for a second.
I just did a Secret Santa with like all my friends in a group chat that I had. And we haven't seen each other probably since school or longer.
Oh, how nice. And it felt good, right? It felt a little normal.
Yeah.
So know that your dad was with you.
Wow.
And know in every trip that you take to LA, wherever you go, know that your dad is going with you. And know that he will kind of guide you to help you not make stupid decisions.
Yeah.
Or silly choices, I like to say.
Yeah.
So I really feel like that this is such a new beginning for something. It was a groundbreaking for the new holiday on how maybe you're going to go into the holiday. Spend it a little differently. Do something. Go somewhere special. I don't care if it's a place in town, you know, because he keeps showing me this place where I live. It's called the Mill Ridge Inn, and it's just old-fashioned, and it's been there since the 1600s, and they decorate it for Christmas, and it's just kind of peaceful and tranquil. It's kind of like walk around. You know, everyone's going to be celebrating the holiday a little bit different, and I think your dad is saying, you know what, let's start off by celebrating and starting a new tradition. Let's maybe make that happen this year of going somewhere new and doing something. And again, keep in mind, we don't have to get on a plane to do
it. Yeah, I feel like he just wants us to spend quality time together.
Mm-hmm. And to create new memories. And knowing and look for his soul. Anything that is odd, weird, a coincidence, blurb, orb, and pictures, things moving across the screen. whatever it may be. Know that that is his soul that is with you at these moments, and he's not missing you.
Yeah, my mom, when I'm on FaceTime with her in LA, she sometimes sees like just a bright light that just won't move on the screen, or a blue light that won't move on the screen.
And there's no reason why it should happen.
No, it happens randomly. Not even in, like, if I'm even in a dark room, it'll have like a blue dot and stuff.
And nobody can explain.
No.
Were you saying about that jar and the macaroni? Were you saying that is what you guys did?
I'm going to do that this year.
Because we were thinking about repainting our semis and putting his name on them.
Oh, you could do that.
Yeah.
You know, look, whatever it is, it's your emotion. It's something about being able to promote conversation. I think why he wanted me to share with what I'm doing with the memory jar was because it's kind of that icebreaker to talk about our loved ones, because it's hard to bring them up, right? It's hard because we don't want to upset anyone, right?
Yeah.
So this jar, we know there's all positive, wonderful, happy memories in there.
Just before I left for LA, me and my boyfriend had a memory jar, and I pulled a random thing out, and it was from my boyfriend, and it said that he wanted to go on a vacation with my dad only.
And your dad brought up vacation. I mean,
vacation with him.
And when you go back and you re-listen and you think of the reading, it's like watching a movie, you know, when you get more things out of it, because you're paying attention, but you're thinking of other things. Your mind is reeling, you know, and I need spirit to talk about things that you weren't expecting them to talk about to really validate that it's their soul.
Yeah.
I feel like this has just opened up so many new doorways for you to be able to connect, be open, to talk about him. And to know that his soul is okay, more importantly, safe and at peace with all of the loved ones on the other side, that he's not alone, and that he's sorry what his death has left.
Yeah.
Each and every one of you.
I feel guilty when I feel happy.
Of course.
When I feel happy.
But you have to realize your husband is living that memory with you through your eyes. That's why he encourages you to embrace things and to be happy.
Yeah. And I I see every day that makes me like sad and then like happy is like I would always have an alarm on my phone at 10:30 every day to call my dad because we lived away. And then now it says your angel is thinking of you. And then like every day I see that and I like get happy and then I'm like, well, I shouldn't be happy.
Well, you're happy because you know that your dad is with you and you're remembering him.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is the hardest thing that we do here in the physical world is we beat ourselves up for feeling guilty for being happy. And that is the last thing that our loved ones want us to do is live our life with pain and sorrow and grief. Are you into crystals now?
I've always kind of been.
Because your dad just said, try to create that sacred space. Like put the crystals out, do the sage and, you know.
I'm always talking about like being at a spa is like where I feel like, because I definitely like hold a lot of like stress and like pressure. And I feel like anytime I'm at a spa or I'm praying or I have my crystals or I like have this meditation thing when I go to sleep every night.
Mm-hmm. Crystals are very important. I don't think people realize it, how they really do connect with our energy.
Mm-hmm.
So continue to create those crystal spaces, that energy space.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's really amazing that you're able to connect in that way.
Mm-hmm.
I hope this reading brought you some peace and comfort, especially during this time of year when you seem to need it the most around his passing and now the holiday. And he came through with so many great validations, but more importantly, giving you the encouragement to continue to embrace life with happiness and joy and knowing that he's living it with you.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And he's okay. My mom's okay.
Yep.
Are you guys okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's hard. You know, this doesn't make it easy, but maybe make it a little bit easier in knowing that they're still with us and that we will be with them one day.
Mm-hmm.
And they are watching over.
Mm-hmm.
He gave some amazing validations that his soul is still with you. And if his soul wasn't at peace, he wouldn't have come through and validated to give you these gifts.
You tell him that we love him.
You just did. You just did.
Yeah, we've always just had questions and especially my mom.
Mm-hmm. Of course. First thing he said, no guilt, no regrets. That was heavy. That I, you know, when there's several people in a reading, I feel bad sometimes when Spirit wants me to say to them, this reading was about Skylar. It was really for the whole family and about everyone, but Skylar needed this so much. I mean, they all did, but Skylar needed it more. And I think especially at this time, I loved that every time the dad would say something, Jordan would like look at her brother with this big smile on her face. And he would just be staring straight ahead at me like, what just happened? And it's so interesting, right out of the gate, their father was like, no burden, no guilt, no should have, could have, would have. Like, even if we did things differently, even if I was away on vacation, at school, doing all these things, the first thing that he had me say. And that was the main thing about that reading. But as the messages started being delivered, I can feel the healing with Skylar. And Jordan, her smile, like, just got brighter. She's such a beautiful young girl. And her smile, like, with every, like, it just got bigger. And I think, you know, for Kelly, her mom, you know, just even the loss of her mom and still not over that, and then losing her husband and just feeling like in this whirlwind, but I can feel the healing starting. So that's why I think I love what I do.
Well, guys, there you have it. If you'd like to give me the opportunity to share my gift with you, just go to my website at teresacaputo.com. If you want to keep hearing these shows, please subscribe wherever you listen and be sure to write a review at Apple Podcasts so more people can find the show. Thanks again for tuning in, and we'll see you next time. Audiation.
Hey guys, if you're loving Hey Spirit and my new series on Lifetime, Teresa Caputo Raising Spirits, you might love my live show, Teresa Caputo Live. Check out my website at teresacaputo.com for tickets and to see if I'm in a city near you.